Thank you, Mr. Chair. If you'll turn with me to the summary statement for oral court, January 1st, 2025 to May 31st, 2025. County General Fund 1,000, $5,745,542.65. County Road Fund 2,000, $8,430,271 even. County Road Sales Tax Fund 3402, $4,354,341.66. Animal Welfare Control Fund 3404, $1,552,377.27. Criminal Justice Sales Tax Fund 3407, $2,058,597.37. Coronavirus Relief Fund 505, $983,755.74. American Rescue Plan Fund 3046, $3,186,595.12. ARP Revenue Replacement Fund 1006, $6,912,113.76. If you flip them in page two, this is County General Revenue, and you can see the huge spike there for April. And that is caused by, we finally got the money in. We got nearly a million and a half dollars from the Department of Corrections. And we've talked about that over the last couple of months, how we were, the million was actually from last year that we just had not received in yet. We finally got it in May, plus about another $500,000 that I guess would be billed from this month. I really don't know without talking to the Sheriff's Department. But that's what's causing that huge jump, okay? We're going to see that continue throughout the year. Just looking kind of, you know, down our department lines, our sales tax to this point, which is, you know, the main sales tax numbers are always a big jump. That's when the escrow money comes in. We're up 6% versus last year today on sales tax numbers. That's exactly where we need. Property tax numbers, not sales tax. On property tax numbers, the ad valorem come in, always comes in May. We're 6%. That's right where we expect it to be. We're right in line with that. We're overall in County General, we're up 35% from this period last time. But that, once again, that's due to this payment from the Department of Corrections. A million of that really was from billings from last year. So let's remember that as we go forward. Of course, we're going to beat last year if things continue in this route. But a lot of that's due to that back payment. Turning to page three, sales tax revenue for May, $1,264,343.57. That's 0.77% above May of 2024. We are currently running 5.07% below last year. Once again, we're still dealing with that anomaly from January 24. You're seeing that the sales tax is roughly flat since February, maybe up 1% since February. It's just going to continue, I think, that same trend. I don't expect us to be negative, you know, if we take the anomaly out, but I expect us to be flat for the year in sales tax. And that's how we have it projected. Sales tax for the year to date is $6,059,809.37. That's 42% of projected. That's right in line with where we need to be of the $14.3 million for sales tax projections. And you'll start with page five. The three-month moving average is now dipped below the one-year moving average. This is, once again, it's kind of a cyclical. You'll see all the bottom numbers there. Those are all May numbers. May is just a low month in our three-month moving average. Expect to see that come back. Next month, it may not cross the one-year moving average, but I fully expect to see it come back near immediate. One-year moving average is flat. We're still kind of in that same. The charts are telling me the same thing the numbers are. You know, we know what's happening. Other than that, that plateau you see there, the one-year moving average, we've been pretty flat roughly for the last 6 months or so. So, are there any questions about any of the numbers?
I have a couple questions, and I had to backtrack on, but can you go back to the County General Revenue?
Sure.
Chart, can you explain to me again, you were saying that we got a big check in for the ABC inmates.
Yes.
Is that correct?
And we've talked about this for a number of months now. In fact, we talked about it at the end of 2024, when we were talking about my projections and what I projected the carryover to be, and that that was part of what I was projecting those revenues coming, because we knew that they had been billed, but we just had not seen that money yet. Okay, so the carryover, and I think we've talked about this before, the carryover was less than anticipated due to the fact that we were short roughly $1 million in revenue than we anticipated. We're going to anticipate for the fourth quarter of last year. So that was stuff that the state inmates that have been housed here and billed to ACD, and it just taking time to get there. Okay. Now, once again, that was a check that the revenue was for roughly $1.5 million. We know that roughly $1 million of that was for 2024, because they had told us that, the sheriff's office had.
And I don't know if you can answer my question or not, and I don't see anybody from the sheriff's department here, but it's June.
Yeah. Well,
so why are they just now paying?
Well, it came in first of May. And once again, on the timing on that, I can't answer that question. I think it said, at last month, we were still kind of sitting there and waiting for that money. And I think Jack got up and said, that money's been in May, but we were just reporting to April at the time. So it was good to get it in May, but once again, we're still months and months behind on getting those funds. I don't know what the normal turnaround is between the month that that they owed us versus when they billed it versus when we actually.
You mean like, are they billing it a huge chunk of months at a time?
And once again, I don't know that. I think they're billing it monthly, but I just can't answer those
questions. And the landlord in me is going, they're getting really far ahead of us.
And once again, I don't want to speak of how the sheriff's office operates on that stuff, because I just don't know. I see they're billing stuff sometimes, but I don't know.
And if they're this far behind for 2024, the best predictor of future behaviors, past behaviors, are they going to be this far behind for 2025?
We've got had to have some 2025 revenue in this because it's of the roughly $1.5 million. We know $1 million of it was last year.
I think
we've probably caught up. Don't know that because I don't know what they got out there. You know what I'm saying?
So we don't know how much we've invoiced.
I don't.
I
don't invoice it. So that's coming down the sheriff's office, so I don't really know that.
Okay.
I just see it when the revenue comes in.
So Angie would be able to?
I don't talk to the sheriff's office on that. I hate to say who in the sheriff's office to delegate that to.
Just concerning.
I get it. I think y'all heard me talk about it every month about, hey, we're waiting on that money and I'm needing that money to come in so that our numbers will match up. We talked about that. Our carryover was lower. We knew this money had not come in yet. This money that comes in now, I'm not going to change our revenue projections for this year because I'm counting that back more or less. And when it all rolls out at the end of this year, we'll kind of flush out. It'll all kind of balance. So.
And what about any interest on that money? I mean, if it was in my account or our account.
Once again, you're asking questions that I don't have an answer to. We can't draw interest on it until it's in our account. In that revenue check from ACD, maybe they're paying interest from them, but I just I don't see any of that. I don't have to look at the receipt, but I don't think any of that's laid out on the receipt as far as the breakdown of what everything is. We just get the check. I would guess that the sheriff's office has that matched up to some billing.
I don't know the answer either, but I mean, like I said, as a landlord, that concerns me that we're this far behind, and yet we're still housing their inmates.
Well, again, once again, that's a question for somebody else too, because that's not something that I control.
Okay, thank you,
Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Drury. Okay. At this point, I'll entertain a motion to put proposed ordinance 2517 on the table for discussion.
I'd like to make a motion that we talk about proposed ordinance 2517.
Second.
Okay, it looks like a reimbursement. juvenile courts and drug testing for.
For all grants.
Right, right, reimbursements to the grant. Correct.
Well, this is anticipated money for the, not the reimbursement. This is appropriation for these three different grants. I can see, I made a change on section two where it says 100 on the second line, second paragraph of section two. That should be 23,000. I corrected that online, but I must not go to update it to the website.
I'm sorry.
Tell me one more time. What that was?
Section two, the section, second part of that section where it says $100.
Mm-hmm.
That should be 23,000. That's the top line.
And this is for Judge Brazel's? Is that correct or?
Yes, all of these are Judge Brazel's office.
Thank you.
Anybody have any questions on these items here?
Do we need to do a motion to amend that correction? Because you said the 23,000.
If you want to, I'll make note of it.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion to amend to correct.
Second.
Section two, second line.
Well, I guess we need to do all in favor of that motion. All in favor?
Say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Good. Does anybody have any further questions on proposed ordinance 2517?
I'll make a motion to send that to full court.
Second.
All right, all in favor of advancing 2517 to full court, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, at this point, I'll entertain a motion to proposed ordinance 2518 on the table for discussion.
I'd like to talk about proposed ordinance number 2518.
Second.
All right, looks like this is the assessor's stipend.
This is basically a pass-through ordinance. The state of Arkansas is going to deposit the money into the account, and then we will spend it out. We will not send it out until they do. They used to pay, so the state of Arkansas pays all level four appraisers this amount of money. They used to send it straight from the Arkansas Treasury. And then a couple of years ago, as we listed at the top, they passed a law to pay it at locally across the state through the county, so it can be taxed properly. So basically, it's the same thing. They now, we pay it here locally, and they deposit the check, so we don't pay it until they do. So it's basically a pass-through. And these are the list of ones that I have in my office that are below the floor break, and how much they will give.
Thank you, ma'am.
Ms. Martin?
Yep, she's one of eight in the state of Arkansas that has her RES, her designation, so she gets $1,000. She's a high level in my office.
Thank you, ma'am.
I couldn't live my life without her.
I'll bring one to my appraiser, too.
Does anybody else have any further questions about any of these items here?
Also, I'm going to send an email out too, because I'll be going to Lake de Grey to a convention next week for the Assessor Association, so I won't be here for full court. So I'll try to send something out to everybody in case they have questions, so that everybody can email me, because in case somebody has questions, I'll be here.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, all in favor of advancing proposed ordinance 2518 to full court, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Okay, does anybody have any further questions or concerns? Do you have anything on these ordinances?
Okay, motion to adjourn?
Second.